TED Talks are recorded live at the TED Conference and partner events. This episode features sculptor Dustin Yellen. This talk contains powerful visuals. Download the video at TED.com. Here's Dustin Yellen.
I was raised by lesbians in the mountains, and I sort of came like a forest gnome to New York City a while back. Really messed with my head, but I will get into that later. I'll start with when I was 8 years old, I took a wood box and I buried a dollar bill, a pen, and a fork inside this box in Colorado. And I thought some strange humanoids or aliens in 500 years would find this box and learn about the way our species exchanged ideas. Maybe how we ate our spaghetti. I really didn't know. Anyways, it's kind of funny because here I am, 30 years later, and I'm still making boxes. Now, at some point I was in Hawaii. I like to hike and surf and do all that weird stuff. I was making a collage for my ma, and I took a dictionary, I ripped it up, and I made it into sort of an Agnes Martin grid, and I poured resin all over it, and a bee got stuck. Now, she's afraid of bees, and she's allergic to them, so I poured more resin on the canvas, thinking I could, like, hide it or something. Instead, the opposite thing happened. It sort of created a magnification, like a magnifying glass, on the dictionary text. So what did I do? I built more boxes. This time, I started putting electronics, frogs, you know, strange bottles I'd find in the streets, anything I could find, because I was always finding things my whole life and sort of trying to make relationships and tell stories between these objects. So I started, you know, drawing around the objects, and I realized, holy moly, I can draw in space. I can make, like, free-floating lines. I was like the way you would draw around a dead body at a crime scene. So I took the objects out, and I created my own taxonomy of invented specimens. First botanical, which you can kind of get a sense of. Then I made some weird insects and creatures. It's really fun, you know, I was like just drawing on the layers of resin. And it was cool because I was actually starting to have shows and stuff. I was making some money. I could take my girlfriend for dinner and like go to Sizzler. It was some good shit, man. At some point, you know, I got up to the human form, life-size resin sculptures with drawings of humans inside the layers. And this was great, except for one thing. I was gonna die. I didn't know what to do because the resin was gonna kill me. And I went to bed every night thinking about it. So I tried using glass. I started drawing on the layers of glass, almost like if you drew on a window, and then you put another window, and you had like all these windows together that made a three-dimensional composition. And this really worked because I could stop using the resin. So I did this for years, which culminated in a very large work, which I call the triptych. The triptych was largely inspired by Hieronymus Bosch's Garden of Earthly Delights. It's a painting, I don't know if you guys know it. It's in the Prado in Spain. Do you guys know this painting?
Yes.
Yeah, good. That's a cool painting. It was kind of ahead of its time, they said. So the triptych, I'll kind of walk you through this piece. It weighs 24,000 pounds. It's 18 feet long. It's double-sided, so it's 36 feet of composition. It's kind of weird. So you've got a... Well, that's the blood fountain, you know. To the left, you had Jesus and the locusts. There's a cave where all these animal-headed creatures travel between two worlds. So they go from the representational world to this analog mesh underworld where they're hiding. This is where the animal-headed creatures are by the lighthouse and they're all about to commit mass suicide into the ocean. The ocean is made up of thousands of elements. Well, this is a bird god tied up to a battleship. Billy Graham's in the ocean, the horizon from the oil spill, Waldo, Osama bin Laden, shelter. There's all kinds of weird stuff that you can find if you look really hard in the ocean. Anyways, this is a lady, a kind of lady creature. She's coming out of the ocean, and she's spitting oil into one hand, and she has clouds coming out of her other hand. Her hands are like scales, and she's sort of like got the, you know, like mythological reference of the earth and cosmos in balance. So that's like one side of the triptych. It's a little narrative thing. You know, that's her hand that she's spitting into. And then when you go to the other side, she's got like a trunk, like a bird's beak, and she's spitting clouds out of her trunk. Then she has an 18-foot-long serpent's tail that connects the triptych. Anyways, her tail catches on fire from the back of the volcano. I don't know why that happened. But that happens, you know. Anyways, her tail terminates in a cycloptic eyeball made out of 1986 terrorist cards. Have you guys seen those? They were made in the 1980s. They're like baseball cards of terrorists, way ahead of their time. But anyways, that'll bring you to my latest project. I mean, we're in the middle of two projects. One's called Psychogeographies. It's about a 6-year project to make 100 of these humans. Each one is an archive of our culture through our ripped up media and matter, whether it's encyclopedias or dictionaries or magazines. But each one acts as sort of an archive in the shape of a human, and they travel in groups of 24 or 12 at a time. They're like cells. They come together, they divide, and you kind of walk through them, and it's just taking me years. And each one's basically a 3,000-pound microscope slide with a human stuck inside. This one's got a little cave in his chest. That's his head. There's the chest. You can kind of see the beginning. I'm going to go down the body for you, right? There's a waterfall coming out of his chest right there, covering his penis or not penis or whatever it is, kind of androgynous thing. Anyways, you know, and I'll just kind of take you quickly through these works because I can't really explain them for too long. You get a sense. There's the layers. You can kind of see it. That's like a body getting split in half. This one's got two heads, and it's like communicating between the two heads. You can see like the pills coming out, going into one head from this weird statue. And there's like a little force seen inside the chest cavity. Can you see that? Anyways, this talk's all about these boxes, like the boxes we're in. This box we're in, the solar system is a box. This brings you to my latest box. It's a brick box. It's called Pioneer Works. Inside of this box is a physicist, a neuroscientist, a painter, a musician, a writer, a radio station, a museum, a school, a publishing arm to sort of disseminate all the content that we make there into the world. A garden. We shake this box up and all these people kind of start hitting each other like particles. And I think that's the way you change the world, is you sort of redefine your insides and the box that you're living in, and you come together to realize that we're all in this together, that this delusion of difference, this idea of countries, this idea of borders, of religion, doesn't work. Like, we're all really made up of the same stuff in the same box. And if we don't start exchanging that stuff sweetly and nicely, we're all gonna die real soon. Thank you very much.
That was Dustin Yellen, recorded at TED at NYC in New York, New York, October 2014. For more information on TED, visit TED.com.